You've heard from the head coach. Now we break down the dogs with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars. Get ready for another hour of tonight's edition of Bulldogs Live. Now, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Oh, Rocky Top, they sad tonight, baby. They sad all week. We started the chant after the game, four whole days that they were ranked number one. And, you know, they let them keep it for 3 days. But the Dogs are on top now and headed to Mississippi State. Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us for our second hour of Bulldogs Live. We've got a great show for you tonight. We will do a little Tennessee Redux, but also we will talk about the Dogs and the upcoming game against the Maroon Bulldogs this Saturday. Our broadcast airtime will start at 3 o'clock, and the kickoff will be at 7 right here on this Bulldogs Network station. Our producer is Luke Nadkarni tonight, and in studio with us, a couple of great Bulldogs from 2002 to 2005. Josh Brock was grinding it out, paving the way for some of our terrific running backs and protecting David Green and DJ Shockley, and happened to win a couple of three SEC East titles and two SEC championships.
Dang.
Along the way. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Josh, great to have you back. Thanks for coming.
Glad to be back.
Very good, very good. And then our other guest tonight is All-American, Ray Guy Award-winning punter, academic All-American, and we could go on and on about Drew Butler, but he would just get embarrassed, I think, if we did, you know, because I've got the long list of accomplishments there. But, Drew, welcome back.
Man, always great to be with you guys, and plenty to recap. We're all in a good mood. There's no question.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. That was just... There were just so many wonderful things about the game. After the game, when Scott and Eric and I were talking, we were waiting for Coach Smart, and I said, you know, games like this, you have all those different impact plays and players, and you look back, you're like, oh, that punt. Oh, that defensive play. Oh, that, you know, that run, that pass. Where do you begin with the win over Tennessee?
We'll just repeat what Kirby's been saying all season long, and is now that what may be the mantra for this year's team is complimentary football. I mean, the guys just play in every phase of the game, play very, very well. Who knew we had a punter that could punt it for 75 yards? Nice little sidewinder out of bounds there. It was quite awesome to see that. But I just thought the way we controlled the lines of scrimmage, to me, was really just what you've waited to see all season long for Georgia. Man, that... The offensive line showed out. A couple of guys had to step up and play that didn't necessarily play that much leading into this game. And, of course, the defensive line, boy, Jalen Carter being back makes all the difference.
Oh.
He is a freak of nature. It's so good to see him making the impact on a huge game like everybody expected him to. But, Hondo, you asked the question, what play really set the tone for the game? And I'm biased, but it was that 75-yard punt by Brett Dorson down at the one. I wish I was there. I can only imagine how loud that stadium was in the closed end of Sanford. Of course, then Jalen Reck's house, it should have been a safety. I don't know what those referees were even thinking about, but that changed the entire point of the game. All the momentum was on Georgia, and at that point, the Dogs feasted for the rest of the afternoon.
And we cashed in.
100%. Yeah.
The punt, I agree. I thought the punt was the turning point. Not the turning point of the game,
set the
but certainly set the tone with the impact play of the game. And you know, then first down, second down, third down, they inched their way out to the 5 from the 1 yard line. First and second down, I guess. Third down is when Jalen got in there, and I don't know what they were looking at either, but no safety was called. Tennessee punts, boom, one play later.
Yep.
One and done. Stetson, what a game he had as well.
And I like that, what you just said, one play and done. Like, you had your foot on the throat. Let's just go ahead and mash it a little bit harder. And that one play coming out after that big stop, after the huge punt, man, that was just a massive swing of momentum in the game.
Yeah, Slaughter out there on the corner. He's normally a safety for them, and they moved him at the corner the week before, and he had did a great job, had a couple of interceptions, and Coach Smart and Todd Monken,
they saw what they wanted. Just be a little coy here, right? So, you know, I thought our receivers couldn't get separation, but if I could go back and just hit pause on the screen, there was a good 10 yards between McConkey.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's great to see Ladd work through the little funk that he was in the earlier part of the season, and it's awesome that the coaches trust him enough to work through it in the game and not bench him and not let him get into his own head. They know how important he is to Stetson. They know how important he is to this offense, and when you put those guys in these big-time situations, in these huge games, they're experienced enough in these spots to be able to step up, and I think that was the biggest difference heading into last week's matchup. Georgia had been there before.
Yeah,
and
we'll
you
talk
can't
about,
take that for granted.
We won't, and we'll come back and talk about that exactly. Rising to the occasion, not too big for the Bulldogs. Certainly, it appeared to be too big for Tennessee. Thanks for listening tonight. Our number is 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DAWGS. Call in. We have Drew Butler. We have Josh Brock and your old buddy Hondo on the radio. Dogs playing at Mississippi State, going for 10-0 this week. A victory punches our ticket to the SEC championship game for the fifth time in 6 years. This is the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Piedmont is passionate about Georgia, about each and every person that make this state incredible. From farmers to creators, manufacturers to teachers, to the dedicated staff walking our hallways. It's why we're leading real change in healthcare, to empower you through tools that make it easy to book in minutes, check in before you walk in, and have your health information all in one place. Visit Piedmont.org. Piedmont, real change lives here.
Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance is committed to protecting the state of Georgia. No one knows Georgia like we do because no one covers the state like we do. Georgia families are our only focus, and we have offices in just about every county of the state. You can call it our home field advantage. No matter where you are in Georgia, Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance is always the home team.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Let's get ready for game day, Dog Nation. Tee things up with a smooth, refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Whether you're tailgating at Sanford Stadium or hosting friends at home, keep that cooler filled with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. With a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is easy to drink and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted, Dog Nation.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Alcohol for 21 years and older. Please drink responsibly.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
We have Josh Brock and Drew Butler with us tonight, and we'd love to hear from you. But we're going to talk about the Dogs against Tennessee for a little bit longer because that was a really big game. You know, I mean, they came in number one. They came in thinking that they had cracked the code, really, and gotten back to the level that Tennessee has oft been accustomed to in its heralded history. The Vols, not recently. I mean, they haven't been to the SEC championship game since 2007. I don't think they've won a championship. Geez, I don't know if it's been since 98.
I think that's right.
National title.
I think 98 is right.
Yeah, when I think about it. And wasn't happening for them on Saturday. Too big for them?
You know, we talked about this on the radio, and I think it's something that everybody needed to remember heading into the matchup. Yeah, Tennessee was playing at a very, very high level. Their offense was very explosive. They were the shiny new object. Maybe rightfully so. You could argue that they were the number one team in the nation. But it's not like they had been recruiting number one classes for the last 4 or 5 years. So the depth that Georgia has, the talent that Georgia has, the development that they have on their sideline, 2-3 deep, it was just too much for Tennessee to handle. And the experience of being in those big moments, playing against juggernauts, knowing how to control that game from an emotion standpoint, proved to be a massive difference.
And that experience, when Tennessee rolls out their first offensive possession and they do their motion like they do with all of their guys, moving their guys in motion, that creates a lot of confusion in the defense and a lot of assignment pass-offs. And all of a sudden, our secondary travels with them. And it's, oh no, they're playing us in man. No one's done this to us this year.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do. And you saw that. I mean, and Josh Heupel's a hell of a football coach.
No
right?
question.
A hell of a football coach and does a phenomenal job and will continue to do a phenomenal job there. It was like the scene from the movie The Miracle, right? When the U.S. was beating the Soviet Union. They're like, he doesn't know what to do. They're behind.
Yeah.
They had no clue how to adjust to the fact that we were going to be in your face. We were going to jam the snot out of you at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And we're going to run with you man for man. Yeah, they had no clue. They didn't have an answer.
Our secondary is so impressive. And, I'll raise my hand. Beginning of the season, I was like, they're pretty young. We're losing some guys back there. And we lost Darian Kendrick and Lewis Seen and had transfers out. And, God, these guys, they're just talented as all get out.
Well, and there's also, too, another thing that has allowed Tennessee to get big gains in these big moments where they've really been able to swing momentums in the games leading up to this one. We tackled really well in the open field Saturday.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
And Tennessee has been able to break tackles. You watch that game against Alabama. How many broken tackles did they have that converted a first down or turned a 7 or 8 yard play into a 20 to 25 yard play? Malachi Starks coming downhill, just absolutely wearing out anybody that caught the ball out of the backfield or caught the ball on a flare route to the flats is just an unbelievable effort by the defense. And the way they tackled and played Saturday.
I think it all comes back to coaching. This defense is so coachable. They take the scheme that they work so hard on throughout the week and implement it in the game so well to where Tennessee's like getting punched in the face. What do? We haven't seen this before. It reminds me of a story that DJ Shockley told me after the Orange Bowl last year. I talked to him this spring about it. And he said, of course, Georgia was coming off that beatdown against Alabama in the SEC Championship. It was a time to get refocused. You're going up against Michigan. Before kickoff, Josh, as you know, and Hondo, as you know, the teams go in and you got 15 minutes to kind of regroup. Hey, guys, let's just go over the game plan one more time. He said he stood over on the defensive side of the locker room and he watched Coach Lanning and Coach Schumann put the tape back on and they were just going over their last keys. And he goes, N'Kobe Dean and the defense were calling out exactly what was going to happen. They knew exactly where to be. And he's walking on the field going, we're going to absolutely crush these guys. And there are those clips from the Orange Bowl where Michigan's doing that jet sweep and N'Kobe's running to where the ball is going to go before it's even snapped.
Oh, yeah.
And they killed him. That preparation and that implementation and execution, it's second to none. And that all goes credit to the coaches and, of course, the players for making it happen.
It's this kind of inside information that you're going to get here, folks. When you listen to Bulldogs broadcasts, Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars, they're All-Stars for a reason. On Saturday, when you have DJ Shockley and Eric Zier and the kind of expertise Kevin Butler on Saturdays that you're going to get from our programming, and we are appreciative that you did. We'll come back with more with Drew and Josh after these words. This is the Bulldog Sports Network.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
With Northside Hospital, you can look forward to new beginnings, look ahead to comeback seasons, and look up for hope and strength. Northside welcomes you into our community of care, guided by one clear direction, a mission to heal. Led by our expertise in maternity, heart, cancer, orthopedics, and more, you can move into tomorrow with confidence. For a healthier future together, look to Northside Hospital.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
You expect excellence every time the dogs take the field. You can expect the same from Walton Gas. With exceptional customer service and great rates, Walton Gas has been a winning play for 20 years. Kind of like the Hobnail Boot. There are no gimmicky introductory rates and no hidden payment fees. Only Walton's best-in-class service and straightforward rate plans. So sack your current provider and switch to the team that puts you first. Number one in customer satisfaction, Walton Gas. Call or visit waltongas.com to learn more about Georgia's most trusted natural gas provider. And as always, go Dawgs!
Everyone deserves a great smile, so Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, dogs fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our affordable payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists and 50 clinics all over Bulldog Nation, we love to see dogs fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics. And go Dogs.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
We're going to jump right into it with Josh Brock. He wanted to make a comment. I had to get us into commercial real quick and play off of what Drew was saying.
Yeah, and it was just an example of what Drew was saying. I mean, Javon Vullard gets two sacks and gets a few QB pressures in the game on Saturday because we're able to really dial up a blitz that we really haven't run too often this season. We're really coming from the boundary with either a safety or a corner. And that all is able to happen because you have Jalen Carter back in the middle, and the middle pass rush is so effective because it collapses the pocket. It keeps the quarterback from being able to step up. And then Drew said it, it's complementary football. I mean, it just is. Everything that we do is tied together like a string, and it is so fun to watch it when we're so good. Drew said it, so just so dang good, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, Keely Ringo, pre-Saturday kickoff, was my impact player of the game. He had to step up, you know, obviously of national championship lore a year ago, a five-star, a guy who, quite frankly, hasn't really been getting too much action because he has been that lockdown guy. The audio leaked from practice earlier in the week of Kirby with some blue language, and he was saying, Keely, you better step up, you better lock in, because if not, you're going to get exposed. And Keely made a great comment this week in a press conference. He's like, you know, I appreciate that type of coaching because I focus in on the message that's being said, not exactly all the extracurriculars that go along with it. And again, it goes back to being coachable, being that type of player. And like, Keely made a lot of money this weekend. There is no doubt, because NFL scouts are going to go, who'd you lock down? Hyatt, non-factor. Cedric Tillman, non-factor. Keely was like, throw it my way, gets a pick. Complimentary. Again, hey, Jalen, I'm playing man, affect the pocket, we're going to have a day. And that's exactly what happened.
And showed the type of dog he is. You know, Coach Smart also, too, coming out saying, Keely sends me a text and says, I need to come see you, and says, I want Jalen.
Yeah.
And Kirby's like, well, that's not our game plan, so we're not going to do that. But every time he did it, to Drew's point, he locked him down. And we just played really, really well. And we didn't. We jumped away from Stetson Bennett so early, which we all try to do. I think I just wins.
Yeah.
He does such a great job. That first touchdown run, I mean, we haven't seen a quarterback be able to do that since Aaron Murray.
Yeah.
And then prior to that, Shock.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love David Green, but come on now, Greeny.
Three.
Greeny's not disagreeing with you right now.
That's three quarterbacks this century that can make that play.
Yeah.
And honestly, I love the swag, and I love the Tennessee fans getting his phone number and wearing him out. That's what college football is all about. Everybody's like, man, that's terrible. I can't believe they did that. And I'm thinking, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, call him, wake him up, keep him up at nighttime. But Stet played such a good game, getting us in the right play. And for him, it was good getting back on schedule with his throws. We've seen that a few times this season where he's been off schedule with his throws, a little high, a little behind. You saw none of that on Saturday.
He looked great. I want to jump back to the defense for just a second. And speaking of Keely Ringo and him going to Coach Smart and his addressing being spoken to, and that comes back again to the type of player that Coach Smart is recruiting.
For sure.
You know, he is saying, we want guys who want to come in and get better. We want guys who want to come in and, you know, and some people don't want to get yelled at. Some people come in and...
Well, there's that. And also, too, you can only do that when you have great relationships with your players.
Yeah.
Great point.
That's the other side of that. When you have great relationships with your players, you can coach them that much harder. And you see it all across the board.
Great point. And you know, when Kirby is riding Keeley or when Kirby is challenging players, it's because he knows what they have to offer. Players should get worried when the coaches stop talking to you because that means they're going shopping. They're going down the depth chart. You're out. They don't trust you anymore. So when he gets in Keeley's face at practice and says, we need you, we know what you're capable of, step up. You're going to be a big factor this weekend. Keeley rises to the challenge, and it showed big time.
My fifth grade Catholic school in New York basketball coach looked at us one day because one guy was a little upset. Fifth and sixth grade, I was in the fifth, and he goes, hey, the day I stop giving you a hard time is the day I don't care about you
Absolutely.
Anymore. And, I, you know, that resounded with me, and, of course, I've heard it again and again through the, you know, 30 years since I was in the fifth grade.
We'll audit that.
We'll audit that indeed. Buy-in has just been fantastic by the guys. It's funny, you spoke about calling Stetson's phone, and it reminded me of 1976 when Alabama came in, and everybody was so excited. Georgia was, I think we were fourth in the nation at that point. Bama was about 10th, but it was Bear Bryant, and you know, we didn't play Bama every year. We only played him every 7 years or so on a rotating basis, you know, home and home. And the Alabama team stayed at the Holiday Inn that until recently was right on the corner of Lumpkin and Broad Street. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's where visiting teams stayed.
Interesting.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. Oh,
that's trouble right there.
Two in the morning, that alarm got pulled, that fire alarm.
That is trouble.
There's the whole Alabama team. Yeah, we kicked at one. Every game, you kicked at one because there weren't lights.
Yep.
Right? You kicked at one, and two in the morning, the whole Alabama team is out there in the parking lot in their pajamas.
Do you think the Georgia Tech game is going to be at night? That's a question. I would expect not because Georgia Tech is so bad, but I believe the statistic would be this might be the first time that the defending national champion does not have a home night game the following season.
Yeah, I don't think that they care about that. It's all
they
about
don't.
CBS taking first pick and ESPN then slotting all of the rest of it into, you know.
I would typically say it would be that noon ABC game. But you're right. I mean, you think about the fact they don't have a primetime game.
It won't be ABC because we're home.
Yeah, ABC.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It won't be ABC because we're home.
Or ESPN.
And it's just look at the schedule and who else is playing.
And Kirby don't want a home. I mean, night game. You know, make it at 11 a.m. so we can rest up with the SEC championship.
Gosh, the stress and the anxiety that you live through all day on night games. I mean, they're fun, right? Because you're amped up with all the lights and everybody has a little bit longer in the day to get fully lubricated for the game, and it makes it just that much more of an awesome experience. But the anxiety is so tough.
I'll have to ask Josh Brooks if we saved any money without firing up those lights. That electrical bill had to look a little bit better this season without having to use them.
Well, they're LEDs, right? They're energy efficient, supposedly.
We'll see. All 7 million of them.
Exactly.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then come back with your calls. 888-813-2947. We've got Daryl and Tom both hanging on. Come back with Drew Butler and Josh Brock after these words on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, Georgia, if you love playing Fantasy 5, you're going to love it even more because we're giving away stacks and stacks and stacks of cash. Now through November 27th, 5 winners each week will win just by playing Fantasy 5. And the cash stack grows to $10,000. Play online or enter your non-winning Fantasy 5 ticket at Fantasy5Giveaway.com for your chance to be a weekly winner. It all ends November 27th, so play Fantasy 5 during the Stacks of Cash giveaway only from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Hey, I'm driving. I joined the new Dunkin' Rewards program, and today's the day I'm going to use my points on a medium iced latte and a couple of chocolate frosted donuts.
Here you go, and thanks for being a rewards member.
And now I'm using those chocolate frosted donuts, kids, to get a few sweet, sweet, blissful minutes of beautiful relief from the never-ending onslaught of backseat pickering.
Join new Dunkin' Rewards today.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. Join new Dunkin' Rewards today. Save them, stack them, use them how you want. America runs on Dunkin'. Terms apply.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Neil Pruitt, Chairman and CEO of Pruitt Health. Our Georgia Bulldogs have shown us what happens when a great team pulls together. At Pruitt Health, our team helps you recover from surgery or a major health event. Nurses, therapists, a whole team dedicated to giving people the personalized care they need. Come join the Pruitt Health team. Email hireme@pruitthealth.com. That's hireme@pruitthealth.com. Pruitt Health is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
In Georgia, college football is a way of life. And whether it's between the hedges in Athens or from the comfort of my bear cave, Scana Energy's part of it all as a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. So let's join them in cheering on the dogs to glory this season. Sign up with Scana today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/go-dogs for details. Limited time offer, terms and conditions apply.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Let's go right to those phones. And Daryl's in Columbus. Daryl, hey, you're on with Josh Brock and Drew Butler.
How you guys doing tonight?
What's up, Daryl?
Hey, look here. You know what? When a coach expresses himself like that, my opinion, okay, what a player should see is it matters to that coach, okay? They say the players say the identity of the coach, right? You seeing how much it matters to that coach. You seeing how much it means to that coach. And he just wants you to concentrate a little bit harder on fixing the issue because he knows you got it inside of you. Sometimes he's got to work a little harder on his side to get it out of you. But I love it, man. That's just coaching. That's coaching at the top level right there. Hey, some things that I saw in this football game with Tennessee that I think made the difference was definitely the pressure we was able to get on the quarterback, okay? I think Drew mentioned earlier, the tackling. I mean, absolutely exceptional tackling. We had to have that. The coverage in the secondary was awesome. The offensive, the blocking, awesome. I mean, we played about as well as you could have asked that football team to play. On top of all that, a 75-yard punt to flip the field. I mean, just absolutely unbelievable. But it just shows how good this football team really can be when they execute the game plan. And I'm going to tell you something else that I know was a major factor in this football game, and I don't know why it can't be like this every Saturday in Athens, and that was that crowd. That crowd, when you got a team like that executing against you and you got to go up against that, and on top of that, you got that much noise coming down on you, it's just too much to overcome. I mean, Jeb, we should be like that every Saturday at Sanford Stadium when we're at home. I want to say this real quick about Mississippi State. Going into the season, okay, the one team, everything I saw on the internet, that everybody, Mississippi State's going to be the game Georgia loses. That's going to be the trap game, Mississippi State. Here's the deal, right? This is a chance to win the East right here. I mean, so this right here, I mean, it matters. It matters big time. But I know we're going to show up. I know we're going to be ready. But, you know, see, man, I'm so proud of these guys. It is a great day to be a Georgia Bulldog. And I'm just it was just a great moment. And I want to get your thoughts on – I want to get your thoughts on why the fans can't show up every Saturday in Athens like they did this past Saturday. Go Dawgs.
All right, Daryl, thank you very much. I want to handle that one, okay, because I have a little bit of a reputation of being a little critical of our fans, especially when they leave early. And, you know, the line I used on the air was the great philosopher Warren Rary, good friend of mine, once said, we only play six of these a year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what are you doing leaving in the middle of the third quarter? And that aggravates me. This past Saturday, and Coach Smart said it after the game, after Scott and Eric and I had spoken of it as well, this past Saturday, they were in their seats from wire to wire. They didn't sell their seats.
Yep.
Those were very expensive tickets. And all you saw out in that bowl was red where there should be red, which was very, very, very impressive to me. the rain came and they turned it into a party.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was, you know, I can name a lot of games. You know, the Notre Dame game, obviously, there was so much energy in the light show and all of that, Notre Dame's first visit. And the LSU game in 13 mm-hmm. was really a wild game. But that is the closest, I think, that I can remember to the Alabama game in 76 and what the energy was like in that building and out on the tracks. There were 10,000 people sitting out on the railroad tracks, 2,000 who had spent the night before. We turned a train back. A train came on the railroad tracks, and no one would move. They wouldn't give up their real estate. The train had to back up for miles because that's the type of atmosphere it was. And I thought this Saturday our people showed up like they haven't, you know, like they should, as Darryl was saying.
Georgia was challenged by being ranked number 3. Kirby challenged the players. Kirby came out early, challenged the fan base. The entire university was essentially put in a position to say, prove it. You guys did it last year. Can you do it again? And the fans stepped up to that challenge in a big way. I guess my question would be, would the atmosphere have been different if Georgia was ranked number 1 and Tennessee were ranked number 3? Hmm. You know, that's just something that's hypothetical, of course. But that moment, knowing that we had to prove ourselves from top to bottom and the fans stepped up in such a big way, it was really special to see.
It was once again a weekend where Georgia is not this, Georgia is not that.
Yep.
Georgia can't do this, Georgia can't do that. And it was, wait a second, we're the defending national champion.
I could not agree more.
Like, what are we doing?
I know.
And I get
all
that
the
it's
game
all
day guys
punditry.
Picked Tennessee.
I heard.
I get that it's all punditry. I get that it's all clicks. I get that it's all whatever. Whatever you want to insert there. But we're the defending national champions, and we're really good again. And we really play a brand of football that we're going to bring a sledgehammer. And if you bring anything else other than that, it will be a long day.
So tell me this, and again, this is just a great question. If you're in the media and say you went to Georgia, I don't know what Pollock picked before the game. You know, obviously
he didn't pick.
Okay, good for him. If he would have come out and said, I think Georgia is going to absolutely dominate Tennessee. Now, he's obviously set the standard for himself to where you're going to expect one thing or another. But if anybody, because there are a lot of Georgia people in the media, they come out and say, they're like, oh, no, it's a homer. It's a homer. You just love your school. You're biased.
Right.
But when it does happen and that person does get it right, people don't go back and go, dang, this guy was really spot on.
Yeah.
You know, but if he says, I don't know, I think Tennessee might win, they'll kill him and go, absolutely not. This guy's crazy. He's just doing it for the clicks. That bothers me.
Yeah. Well, you're never going to get rewarded.
Of course not. But, you know, you would think if you came out and said, people go, man, you're crazy. Game day, all these guys pick Tennessee. Everybody loves Tennessee. He's like, yeah, I know. I think Georgia's going to win.
I know this much. Luke Bryan. Peyton Manning had a bet. Did you see that last night on the CMA Awards?
Awesome.
And Luke was the only one on stage of game day that picked Georgia to win.
Of course.
Everybody else picked Tennessee.
And Luke let him have it last night
on the CMA Awards.
Sure he did.
As he should.
Big go dogs there. And thank you, Luke, for that. All right, we're going to come back with Tom and Jeff. More of your calls. We have Drew Butler and Josh Brock and the Bulldogs against Mississippi State this Saturday. Our broadcast will begin at 3 o'clock with the pregame show and then 7 o'clock kickoff on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Piedmont is passionate about Georgia, about each and every person that make this state incredible. From farmers to creators, manufacturers to teachers, to the dedicated staff walking our hallways. It's why we're leading real change in healthcare, to empower you through tools that make it easy to book in minutes, check in before you walk in, and have your health information all in one place. Visit Piedmont.org. Piedmont, real change, lives here.
Want more exclusive and behind-the-scenes Bulldogs content? More game highlights?
You got red and black everywhere.
Mic'd ups?
That's not good. Next play.
Press conferences?
We cannot wait to get started.
And original programming?
Or that we're going to play hard, we're going to play the right way.
Search for the Georgia Bulldogs All Access channel on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Georgia Bulldogs All Access, your official inside connection to Georgia football and all Georgia Bulldog sports.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Introducing the next-gen Acura Integra.
Featuring an available 6-speed manual transmission, a VTEC turbo engine, and available ELS Studio 3D audio system.
I'm legendary, legendary.
And its most important feature, you. The next-gen Acura Integra. Your turn.
Visit your Georgia Acura dealers for unbeatable deals on the all-new Integra. GeorgiaAcuraDealers.com.
If you've noticed damage to your home's foundation and have concerns, make the call to Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Neil Honda Williamson for ESOG. Protect your property from unexpected flooding and other foundation problems with the highly trained team from ESOG. They'll inspect the structural integrity of your home's foundation and help you determine the most effective repair methods. Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
9678 ESOG now.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
We were like Beavis and Butthead before there was a Beavis and Butthead when we were freshmen at Georgia going, there's a town near here named Bogart. Bogart. Anyway, let's go to Bogart. And let's go to Bogart to our next caller, Tom, on the Bulldogs radio network. Tom, you're on with Drew and Josh.
Hey, Drew and Josh and Hondo. First of all, I want to say, did y'all hear about Jake Camarda's record kick at the Tampa Bay game? Made about 75-yard punt.
It was unbelievable, and he had such a good game. It was awesome to see him perform at such a high level after Brett Thorson's great game on Saturday.
And also, this is T. Diddy from Friday Night Dog Talk.
T. Diddy.
Love it.
I like it.
Great.
So, you have anything else on your
got
mind, Tom?
One for you, by the way.
Yeah.
You got one that's a little nitty-gritty. We done pound the hound. Now it's time for us to clean up the pup in Mississippi State. Can't wait to get the bull, get Georgia Tech out the gate. When Georgia Tech is gone, then we got the SEC on the way. And I do believe we're going to have Tennessee again that day. And I hope we're ready for them because last time we played LSU, we won the regular season, but they surprised us at the SEC championship. I'm pretty sure we're going to play in Tennessee again in the SEC championship. If I'm not right, please correct me. I'm kind of curious about that one.
Yeah, we can't play them again. We're in the same division. So
yeah, that would be a college football playoff situation if Tennessee gets a little bit of help. But does look like LSU probably will wrap up the SEC West. You know, even if they do lose to Arkansas this weekend, which I think is a game that I've circled as a possible upset spot, it then goes directly to the Alabama-Ole Miss game. And if Alabama beats Ole Miss, which I think they will, LSU will still be in the driver's seat.
Right.
Yeah, you can always circle the LSU-Arkansas game.
Oh, crazy, I think so, too.
Crazy things have always happened in that game. Oh, and it used to be the last game. It used to be the same week as our Tech game.
Yeah, on a Friday for many years. Mm-hmm. Many, gosh, I remember one. Oh, wow. Plenty of those games. All right, very good. Thank you, Tom, for that call. Let's go to Roswell. Jeff, hey, you're on with Josh Drew and your old buddy Hondo.
Hey, guys, this is Garrett from Roswell. Appreciate you taking the call. Want to talk about Dejon Edwards and how he's absolutely grinded it out in the backfield. Great pass catcher. Reminds me a lot of Brian Herrien. And just the retention that Georgia maintains in our backfield. You know, you don't see guys transferring. They play, they buy into the system. You know, they wait their turn. And then just seeing these guys bring it to fruition is just so amazing. And secondly, isn't it great to have a team the entire season without many suspensions as we had, as we saw under Coach Rick? I
mean, why did you do that?
Knocking on wood, brother. Right as you're saying that, I'm knocking on wood.
Find a piece of wood and knock on it right now.
I absolutely will. Absolutely will. And, hey, Drew, I think the world of you. You and I shared a beard on the rocks about 10 years ago. And
cheers, brother.
So much admiration for you as an underclassman. Go Dawgs.
Man, those are good memories right there. Cheers to you. Appreciate you calling in. You know, you mentioned the lack of transfers at Georgia. Kirby had such a powerful quote on the field after the game when he looked at Jenny Dell and said, "We don't have any guys from the transfer portal on this team."
Right.
Essentially telling the nation and telling any recruit, we have something special here.
Yeah, we do. And you talk about Dejon Edwards and the way that he works and why you see specifically the running back room not transfer. Well, I think it helps that Todd and Keith made it to the league together. I think it also, too, helps that DeAndre Swift, along with Nick Chubb and Sony Michel, all made it together.
So true.
And you see those things. It's like, okay, you know what? I don't have to be in the SEC or really in anywhere today, but particularly the SEC. I don't have to be the feature back that gets the ball 20 to 25 times a game for me to get drafted on Sunday. I just need to do my job well, learn how to catch the ball out of the backfield, which all of our guys do very well. I mean, K-Mac, biggest receiving play in the game Saturday, 57
yards.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Learn how to block.
Yeah, pass
learn
protect.
Learn how to pass protect.
Right.
Sony Michel's career has been prolonged of those three things that I
100%.
Just said. Yes, he runs the ball really, really well, but he catches the ball exceptionally well out of the backfield, and he blocks his tail off in the pass game.
The more you can do. You know, from a recruiting standpoint, how great is it for Del McGee to go out on the road, go to the top guys in the nation and go, here is the plan we have in place for you if you're interested in making it to the next level without being totally banged up. You're going to play against elite talent. You're going to get better by being around guys who are very, very good. And we've been saying this word over and over again for the last 50 minutes, who will compliment you.
Yep.
And that's powerful for sure.
Yeah, the wear and tear. I remember when that first came up, it was probably in the early 80s. There was an article in Sports Illustrated about somebody who had done a study on the number of carries that a running back has in his body.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if it was right or not, but it was, you know, that's back when Herschel was taking the ball 40 times a game. But, you know, lots of bell cow running backs were running the ball, you know, 30 carries a game, 33 carries a game. And now it's more like, no, you don't want that wear and tear on your body if you want to get to the league. Because, you know, you got to get your payday with your second contract.
I was going to say, I guarantee you that from a scouting perspective now, that certainly goes into who pro teams look at to take, just like the old Bill Parcells rule. Like, hey, I'm only looking at quarterbacks who have started 40 games in college.
Well, there's that, but there's also, too, and I know this is done purposefully. It's not by accident. They're all different.
100%. Yes, so true.
They're all different. They all have... They're top talent. Now, they're all really, really good at everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But their top talent across the board is different. K-Mac's top talent or best attribute is different than Dejon's.
No doubt.
And Braxton is different than all of them. I mean, Branson is different than all of those other guys. They're all
defense guessing.
They're all different. And they're all, guess what, Drew? Favorite word. They're all complimentary.
Yeah.
Another,
yeah. Right? I mean, Kenny is so versatile. Dejon is shifty. Branson is a bull. I mean, like, it's like, what do you want? We're coming
at you.
He's
a bull, but he has some wiggle, too,
though. No doubt.
I mean, it's been fun to watch him. Like, you think it's a 2x4 running through the line, but it isn't.
Oh,
yeah.
No doubt.
He can move.
Boy, he sure enjoys the contact. And let's not forget Kendall Milton, who had 3 carries on Saturday.
Yeah.
Coming back from injury. Okay, we'll come back after these words. We have Drew Butler and Josh Brock. This is Bulldogs Live. Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars, the second hour on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, Georgia, if you love playing Fantasy 5, you're going to love it even more because we're giving away stacks and stacks and stacks of cash. Now through November 27th, 5 winners each week will win just by playing Fantasy 5. And the cash stack grows to $10,000. Play online or enter your non-winning Fantasy 5 ticket at Fantasy5Giveaway.com for your chance to be a weekly winner. It all ends November 27th, so play Fantasy 5 during the Stacks of Cash giveaway, only from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Georgia fans, college football is back, so grab your friends and a cold, refreshing Dos Equis lager and make the most of game day. Dos Equis is the one to score for your tailgate, at the bar, or even watching with your friend who went to that other school. So buy a cold, crisp Dos Equis and go Dawgs. Dos Equis, proud partner of Georgia Athletics. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly.
Copyright 2022, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
You know the expression, home for the holidays. This is Kirby Smart, and I'm proud to call Georgia home like my friends at Southeast Mortgage. They have been in business since 1993, they are Georgia grown, and they are the lender built to last. When you're in the market for a place to come home to this holiday season, make the smart choice and choose the team I trust. Find them online at southeastmortgage.com/UGA. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia, Inc., NMLS number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee number 65578.
Get ready for kickoff at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldog gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus, next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
All right, back on the air. So glad that you're with us. Thank you. We'll be here till the top of the hour. Fellas, Saturday coming up, Mississippi State. We haven't had a chance really to talk about them because we've been rolling around in the grass like a happy
waxing
dog.
Poetic.
Yes,
yeah,
waxing poetic. Yeah, I was thinking a little grosser than that, but yeah. But Mississippi State with the air raid offense. I heard Scott Howard ask Coach Smart, but I didn't really get anything out of him. And I don't know if you guys can tell me what's really. You know, they're spreading it out. Mm-hmm. We know Mike Leach helped invent this whole thing, but what's going to be one or two differences between what we expected and what we saw from Tennessee as opposed to what we'll see out of Mississippi State?
I would very much liken the Mike Leach coached air raid offensive attack to the triple option through the air. You have to be disciplined. You have to be patient. You have to know exactly where to go. Let things come to you. Keep people in front of you. Will Rogers, their quarterback's been playing at a very high level. But quite frankly, Hondo and Josh, Mississippi State's just not that good. I'm going to tell you right now. Now, home game in Starkville, it's going to be a little bit cooler. The cowbells definitely make a difference. Georgia's way too talented. They've got way too many playmakers on defense to let this moment, like Daryl said, to clinch the SEC East to pass by them, and I would not expect that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit of a different attack. Drew's analogy of saying it's the triple option through the air is a great analogy because the ball's coming out so fast to anyone on the field at any time. It is strictly numbers. Okay, defense, you line up, and you're too many to this side, the ball's going to the other side. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that it is. And so the quarterback just does a math equation every time he steps up to the line of scrimmage, and Will Rogers does a phenomenal job of doing that. But the difference is there's X's and O's, but our Jimmy's and Joe's are way better than theirs, just like you said, Jim.
Yeah, it's not like they have some elaborate 860-play playbook. Like, you know what you're going to get. Yeah. What Georgia is scouting on tape is what they're going to see on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you would expect the Bulldogs defense to be ready. You would expect and hope for Jalen Carter to be as disruptive and that defensive line to get to the quarterback. But again, I'll keep saying it, Stark Vegas is different. I can't think of a lesser impressive town in the SEC.
It needs to get the... If you could relegate a town from the SEC, it would be the number one town that would get relegated.
You know, I saw
followed
something
closely by Columbia.
Yeah, that is very true.
Columbia, South Carolina, not Como. Columbia, South Carolina.
That is very true. I saw something really interesting on the Poor Man's Game Notes. I'll shout out Ryan Skates. You know the interlocking old school Mississippi State logo that used to be on their helmet, the MSU? Yeah. It's classic. It's great, like college football logo. Nike owns the rights to that logo.
Huh.
So when they switch to Adidas, Mississippi State can no longer use that for their throwback uniforms.
How unfortunate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a little Mississippi State history for you guys. I know you were itching for a fact like that.
Nike buy that from?
That's why you find a good athletic director.
Exactly.
And how'd the athletic director let that go away?
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Yeah. That is just nuts.
That's IP that does not really go away.
You know what that reminds me of is when Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney put out a couple of songs together back in the very early 1980s. One was on Thriller. It was called The Girl Is Mine. It was a big hit.
Okay.
Michael Jackson the lead. The other was called... Geez, was it Say, Say, Say? I forgot what McCartney's song was, with Michael complimenting him on that. And when they got together, Michael was asking Paul about publishing rights because Paul owned so many songs. He was biggest. He owned like more songs than anybody else in the world. I don't know if you know that.
No.
And he didn't own the Beatles catalog. But, I mean, he owned, you know, you go back and Gershwin and Rodgers and Hammerstein, and he bought these huge catalogs, and he said, Michael, that's where I make my money, is, you know, every time somebody plays one of those. And then when the Beatles came up, Michael Jackson outbid Paul McCartney.
Is that right?
The Beatles catalog, and infuriated him from all accounts. Infuriated him. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's like, how do you let that happen?
It's crazy.
I don't know. I'm glad they did, though. But offensively for Georgia, it's going to be one of those games where you can control the noise and you can control the atmosphere by how you control the line of scrimmage. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think we averaged just under 200 yards rushing a game this year. I'm calling a 250-plus yard rushing game.
I like that.
Take the air out of the ball, which takes the air out of their ball offensively as well. And so I see a 250-plus yard rushing game for us. Mix of quarterback and running back runs too. So, I mean, I think you see us get right in that game. Not that it's been bad, but I just think you see us get right. That's how you can do that on an away game.
You know, I try to stay away from transitive properties, but Alabama beat Mississippi State 30-6, and Mississippi State scored on the last play of the game to get 6 points. Kentucky beat Mississippi State 27-17 and essentially shut down their offense and their pass game. So you would hope Georgia can implement and execute a game plan like they have shown to be available via tape.
Yeah, okay. Did you have something, Josh?
No.
Oh, okay. Triple option, but through the air. That's really interesting.
You can use that on Saturday.
I'm going to use it on Saturday.
I have the rights to it, though, so I'll invoice you.
Good, good. No, I'll make sure that I give you attribution.
And Kirby might be like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's not anything like that, but between us, it's a very smart thing.
Yeah, I like it a lot, and it reminds me of back in the early 80s when Emery Ballard was the coach there. And they were the guy who invented the triple option, and Mississippi State was running the triple option.
Here's what happens. If you say it and Kirby's like, that's brilliant, you can go, thanks, man, I thought of that. If he goes, that's the dumbest thing ever, you say, yeah, Drew Butler gave that to me on Thursday night. That's what I'll do for you.
Ah, thanks, fellas. What a great show. Thank you so much for coming in, both of you, Josh Brock and Drew Butler, and we'll see you again here on the All-Stars, I hope, soon. We'll talk to all of you again on Saturday when Georgia takes on Mississippi State. Our broadcast begins at 3 o'clock. Our kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Thanks to Luke Nadkarni, our engineer tonight. This is Neil Hondo Williamson saying God bless you, good night, and go Dawgs!
On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, you've been listening to Bulldogs Live, presented by Wells Fargo. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Wells Fargo, an official sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs. Piedmont, the official healthcare provider of the Georgia Bulldogs. The Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Drive sober so you won't get pulled over. Georgia Farm Bureau, always the home team. By Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs. And by Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. The proceeding has been a Learfield presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Powered by Learfield and JMI Sports.